Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The John Heyman Report, a little special Thanksgiving Eve edition of the John Heyman Report, is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, It's Good to Be a Guy, by Merrick Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. John, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, John.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Now, if they're going to trade Syndergaard, it better be a damn good deal. I can tell you right now.
I think that's they're saying the same thing. It better be a damn good deal. I would agree with that. He's clearly the best pitcher out there, better than Paxton. Someone could argue for Kluber, but he's younger than Kluber. But in terms of the free agents, he's better than all of them. And Corbin and Keuchel are very good. So you know what? It's not shocking that he's out there. I thought that they should trade him last summer. I think the three GMs at the time, or interim GMs, felt that they should defer that to the offseason when they had a full-time GM. I think that was probably the right thing to do. Now they have a full-time GM. And interestingly enough, Syndergaard was a client of the agency that Brody ran.
What does Brody know? Does Brody know something?
No, I don't know. I don't know that there's anything to know. I mean, we know the reason I thought they should trade Syndergaard is because they have a lot of holes and they need to fill those holes. And he's very highly thought of, and they have an ace pitcher, and they still have an above average rotation even without him. And the rest of the team needs work, as you guys know.
Okay, if I was the GM of this team, I would have a very, very high bar, probably higher than the Mets, to where if I traded Syndergaard, Joe would either say, you know what, bro, that's not a bad deal, or I see why you did. You'd be on the fence. I'm concerned about these guys. You know what I mean? They could say they're asking for a lot. Your tweet said to fill multiple holes with real impact. I don't know what that means to me.
What does that mean?
Well, those are my words.
What teams are looking for?
And then we'll tell you players we want.
Well, we know the Padres are.
They have nothing.
They want to give nothing but prospects.
Next.
Forget them.
They're done.
And the Mets do not want to trade them for prospects. Next. They want to fill holes now. They're with you guys
who
on
we
that.
Got?
Okay,
Cardinals?
So what else?
Who are we talking about? Cubbies?
Well,
Chris Bryant. Let's go.
They're not getting Chris Bryant.
They're not getting Noah Syndergaard. Next.
Right. Well, I wouldn't trade Chris Bryant. Would you trade Chris Bryant?
No.
Then we're not trading Syndergaard. So who's the next one?
All right. Well, let's see. You take Chicago. How about Schwarber, Contreras?
Wait. Keep going.
And who else?
Hendricks?
And a pitching prospect.
Schwarber, Contreras, and a really
good
pitching
I'm just throwing
prospect.
It out there. We don't know exactly, but I know Bryant's not going anywhere. I mean, there were rumors that they would listen on Bryant. But
I love Kyle Schwarber.
What else you got?
But I get it. Yeah, next.
Well, you have to give me another San Diego, they've got some players,
don't they? No. Will Myers?
No, forget
next.
San Diego.
No, Will Myers.
Give me some meat here, John.
You need
the
meat.
Red Sox. I'll give you one. Xander Bogaerts.
Okay.
Yeah, and
who else?
Rafael
Andrew
Devers.
Benintendi? I'll do that.
Okay.
Bogaerts and Benintendi. Done.
I don't think they're going to do that. I don't see that.
Here's what
scares
me. Devers and Bradley. That's not enough to me.
No.
I agree with you guys on that. I think you guys have the right idea. You just have to find the
right
team with two impact guys, at least
Andujar and Severino. Okay, fine. I'll do that.
Yeah, I'd do that one.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Well,
no,
I know.
I don't think – he's not going to the Yankees anyway. He's not going to the Yankees.
I don't really know if I would handle seeing him on the Yankees.
Andujar would make sense, but
Andujar has to be in that trade.
I don't blame the Mets; they're not going to trade him to the Yankees. And look, the Marlins won't trade Realmuto anywhere in their own division, which eliminates four teams, three of whom need a catcher. So that one could be questioned. But to eliminate one team out of potentially at least 10 or 12 that could be a player for Syndergaard, I think there's nothing wrong with that on the Mets. They can't trade
Marcelo Zuna and Matt Carpenter. Is that enough?
It's not terrible.
That's actually great. Carpenter was
the
MVP.
I wouldn't
last
do
year.
That if I'm the Mets, because Ozuna's only got 1 year to free agency.
Okay, I like
you,
that.
You need guys who have multiple years. Syndergaard's got 3 years, yes. So the value
no,
is
no, I'm throwing
high.
Into how about George Springer? And I don't know. I mean, we're not going to get Altuve. I get that. So I don't know. Give me who else?
Who's Springer the and just a pitching prospect.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It. That's all. I would just do that.
Yeah.
I would say Springer straight up is probably
fair. You know
fair.
What? I think I would do it straight up, Joe. I got to tell you.
I'm just throwing the names out there. I mean, this is what we're in a high.
Yeah,
we're in the penthouse here.
I really don't think Houston would do that, but I would consider that if I'm the Mets, if it's Springer. But I think we're talking multiple. They have holes. The Mets have multiple holes. You know, they need to do
that.
Better.
No
their offense isn't good enough. Their bullpen.
Starting with the ownership, multiple holes.
The ownership is not changing.
No, we know that.
I tell you, you know what? Yeah, I think Joe hit on something here.
Houston?
This Springer for Syndergaard thing is really interesting because I think free agency hits right around the same time. Okay, Springer's not 22 years old. He's 28 years old. He's a real good player. He's from Connecticut. Right-hand hitter. Center fielder. World Series MVP already. I'll tell you something. Astros get a big arm. Syndergaard goes to Houston, Joe. He'll throw 107 miles an hour.
Right.
Verlander's going to be gone soon. He's getting.
That's not terrible.
I tell you, I think Joe just hit one out of the park here, there, John.
That's a fair deal. I think that's a fair deal. I think what the Mets want to do, though, because they, as we say, and I'll say it again, they have multiple holes. You guys know it. They, you know, catcher.
But they need position players.
Well, maybe you can spend a couple dollars, too, to maybe get some other guys, you know?
Yeah.
They
could
do that. Do
the
that
bullpen,
you know?
Yeah. Right, with the bullpen, I think that's free agency because there are a lot of good free agents, and you're not
Andrew
trading
Miller?
Syndergaard for relievers anyway. So.
Andrew Miller?
I like Andrew Miller.
No,
I like Ottavino.
Well, I'm throwing
Ottavino is the guy. I mean, Ottavino is from Brooklyn. Ottavino has incredible stuff.
Bobby Bonilla was from the Bronx. What does that mean?
That wasn't
something?
Too good.
All right, well,
Lou Gehrig was from Manhattan. That worked out better.
Oh, yeah, Lou Gehrig. Let's go to 1924.
No. After that, it was late 20s, early 30s.
I like Ottavino. I'd actually take a shot on Ottavino. He's 33 years
terrific.
Old. He had a really good year last year, so you always have that risk with relievers. We saw it with Swarzak, but not because he's from Brooklyn. I mean, the Nets would probably sign him. They'd be so excited. They'd make him the shooting guard. They'd be so excited he's from Brooklyn.
What are the chances they trade Syndergaard? Give me a percentage on trading him.
51%.
That's what you think.
What did you say, 51%?
Yeah, 51. So basically 50-50 they trade him is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a big thing at the winter meetings. This is their thing. And, you know, I like your Springer idea, but I think – Houston probably doesn't do that, and they probably Mets want to probably do multiple.
They'd rather do multiple mediocre players as opposed to the
no.
Really
I don't.
Good
I'm not saying that.
Yeah,
come on, no.
Mean,
no,
that's not
that's not fair. They're not going to.
Well,
they're not. They
well,
would
not
rather
the Mets. Why would be surprised you?
Let's see what they do.
Would it shock you?
No, it would not.
No. I'm telling you, John. Of course, it wouldn't shock you.
Would it stun you, John?
If they did what?
Something stupid.
Some dumb trade with Syndergaard.
They're not. Their intention is to do a great trade.
All right.
Syndergaard.
Well, that's their intention, but that doesn't mean that's what would happen.
The intention and reality
yeah,
is a
great,
little different.
Right? Exactly. We live in the real world here. We know the Mets.
John, we're against the clock, so let's get your football pick in. We're going to do the Thursday night game, which is New Orleans laying 13.
By the way, you lost again last week. You know.
No, I think I tied. You gave me the 3 points, right?
Was it a push that game?
It was a push.
I think
you
it
said
was.
Three.
All right, then you got a push, right, with the Packers. Okay.
Yeah, so either way.
Here's the spread tonight. Tomorrow night, you got
I don't even need to hear the spread. I know it's going to be a lot, but the Saints are just fantastic.
So you're taking the Saints laying 13. 13 is a number.
Oh, 13. You didn't tell me that.
I'll
stick with the Saints. I'll stick with
all right.
Them. All right.
All right, John.
All right. Good
hey, John, have a great have
happy
a great Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Happy
John,
turkey,
huh?
Guys. See you later.
See you.
The great John Heyman basically telling us that it's 51-49 Syndergaard's traded.
Yep. George Springer, that's who I want.
I like that. But why would – here's what I'm confused about. But you wouldn't do Chris Bryant?
No, I would do Bryant.
Oh, you're around on that.
Yeah, I guess I would have to. I mean, I don't want to trade the guy. But, I mean, that's what we're looking at if you're going to deal it.
I completely agree.
That's what we're looking at.
I completely agree.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.